on the air because they care.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. Basically, because we're seeing...
Hello?
Yes, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's going to be talking about the events that are taking place in the Near East, the Middle East. These are vitally important as far as the future of our society is concerned. And yet, of course, we are emphasizing bullying on one of the football teams. Our attention is being focused on all sorts of unimportant issues, yet what's taking place over there in Israel is going to have a profound impact on America, and most of this not being discussed. Barry Shamish, you go right ahead.
Right you are. And again, congratulations. Now, San Francisco lost to Carolina, so I guess you must be very upset. I'm being facetious. Hello? Dr. Stan, there's problems with the line. Once again, Dr. Stan, do you hear me? Oh, my goodness. I do believe I don't have a line. I am going to phone the radio station back, and hopefully I'll get a line. Hold on. Comes back, we'll talk about this article I wrote this week, and it begins with reportage from a Kuwaiti newspaper. It's called Al Enbaa, and they reported that the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is holding secret, indirect, that's a quote, talks with Hezbollah. Now, this paper quoted a member of something called the March 14th Alliance, and they're really opposed to the relations between Hezbollah and the U.S. In fact, they're opposed to Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran. But again, you have a point of view. That's where they're coming from. I would guess they're Christian. Now, this source Well, here's a quote from him. He claimed that, quote, relations between the Hezbollah and the U.S. are developing positively. Whoopee, bet you didn't know that. Look, the unnamed source went on to cite an alleged statement. All right, alleged. The U.S.'s ambassador to Lebanon, by the way, his name is David Hale, if you didn't know this. He said that several Lebanese leaders have been warned that they better not form a government without Hezbollah. Now, look, if this threat is real in this article, and by the way, I would tend to accept this article. Again, the newspaper is called Al Anbaa. It's from Kuwait. Look it up yourself. Look, if this is true, that the U.S. is threatening Lebanon to take Hezbollah into the government and holding secret negotiations with Hezbollah, this is a terrible abandonment of U.S. foreign policies and alliances. I mean, look, I'll quote what this newspaper says. If the rapprochement marks a shift in U.S. foreign policy, this will do little to assuage the growing feelings of abandonment by Israel's traditional allies in the region, being Israel and the Gulf states. Strange alliance. All right, now that was one article, but then it led to the next. And, well, this is coming from Israel. It was really frightened and scared. It was about 10 days ago that Israel, they attacked two targets in Syria, in Latakia and Damascus. Now, the targets, we learned, were S-8 missiles, which were about to be transferred to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, how did we learn this? We learned this because, quote, an Obama administration official confirmed to CNN that the target of the Israeli strike was, quote, subquote, missiles and related equipment the Israelis felt might be transferred to Hezbollah. So that's some leak, CNN. Now, in Israel, from all points of view, all right, left and right on this one, they found the leak was, quote, incensing and also puzzling. And then you get in this article, hackneyed political analysis. You can't come up with it. There is a way to come up with it. Look, the experts of Israel agree that the interests of both Syria and Israel are best served by remaining silent on the attacks, since neither side is interested in a larger scale conflict.
And now, then why would the United States leak that information? This is an intentional leak. So why would the United States do that to embarrass Israel? That doesn't make any sense unless, of course, the Obama administration is doing everything they can to hurt Israel.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. I felt quite alone for a while there. Stay on, no matter what. Look, Israeli correspondent Ronnie Daniel said that the American behavior, and here's a quote, could really start a large-scale conflagration here. And the quote continues, by exposing that Israel is behind the attacks, the U.S. is bringing us nearer to the day. Oops. I'll continue that quote after the news. At least I can hear something now.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shepard.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Barry Shamish. Barry, go right ahead.
Well, again, I'm going to quote Ronnie Daniel, one of the Israelis who were absolutely stunned by this leak. And what he says is the U.S. is bringing us nearer to the day in which Syrian President Bashar Assad will no longer be able to swallow these provocations, and he will have to respond. And if he responds, then Israel will probably have to respond in kind. And then maybe in the White House, people will clap their hands because they have started a very large fire here.
And now, if I could just comment, ladies and gentlemen, most people certainly cannot believe what's really going on in Washington, D.C., but the new head of the CIA, I think his name is John Brennan, is a Muslim convert. Why would the President of the United States appoint a Muslim convert to head the American Central Intelligence Agency? Have you read about that in your newspaper? But fortunately, if you have the Internet, you go up and you can check it out. You'll find numerous references to it. Why would the head of the CIA be a Muslim convert? Why is this totally blocked out by the media? Why is America putting out leaks to embarrass Israel and almost put a situation where they're trying to precipitate a conflict between Israel and Syria? It doesn't make sense unless there's some other program going on. But check about the background, the head of the CIA, and ask yourself, if that's true, why aren't we reading about it? Go right ahead.
Well, I did send out the article after we spoke last week. Did you like it?
Yes, I did, very much so.
I kept it very simple. All right. Look, the last two reports I consider very believable. The Israeli one is spotless. And I sent them out, and you're asking why. The why is that in the White House, they're talking from both sides of their mouth. They're sidling up to Hezbollah. And I'm going to, by the way, the news that they're sidling up to Iran, I see made it to this radio station. I had that last week as well. What you've got is a White House that's shifting America's traditional alliance to places like Egypt, Turkey, Israel, Gulf states. It's shifting it to Iran. It's shifting it to Iran, to the Shiites. That's what it's doing, throwing Hezbollah, and that's what the White House wants. And again, the president is not telling us anything. He really is a very, very good liar. Honest, I think he passed lie detector tests when he talks about what America is doing. But the truth of the matter is America is going the other way towards Iran and Hezbollah. There. Is that a good summation?
Good summation.
All right. You asked why. I just told you the why. Look, what's going on. And you know what? It would have made my article boring had I included this. And it made, well, it made this radio station half an hour ago. Pardon me?
Go ahead.
The Israelis are shocked. You know, America is meeting with Iran in Geneva and about nuclear talks. Again, if you think that America has nothing to do with Iran, it's pretty darn open. But apparently, there's a deal. I don't know if it's been signed yet, but you have to understand what this deal is to understand why, quote, Netanyahu is in a state of shock, disbelief. And again, you can't trust his emotions either. He's also playing the game. Nonetheless, here's a quote from Netanyahu, and this is very public. Israel utterly rejects the deal, and what I am saying is shared by many in the regions. Whether or not they express that publicly, Israel is not obliged by this agreement, and Israel will do everything it needs to do to defend itself and the security of its people. This is what he's saying about American diplomacy. He's going nuts there. You had a little headline today saying that Netanyahu is going a little nuts. You have to understand why he's going. If, in fact, he really has any concern for Israel, and again, that's not so open, all right? There's a lot of roads he's gone down in his career, but he actually may look. The public heard that he is going against the White House. I'm not sure Congress is behind this deal about to be signed in Geneva, but here is the real promise. The promise is that America will dramatically ease sanctions against Iran, in return for which Iran will promise to restrict uranium enrichment to 3.5%. I'm not an atomic scientist. I imagine that number is on paper a good deal for somebody. Who knows? But America has been really, really on the when it comes to sanctions, it's been going downhill for months. But now they're going to put an end to all sanctions for this 3.5% uranium enrichment deal. Dr. Stan, did you know that?
Yes, Dr. But that's because you told me, so go ahead.
No, it's out. It's out. There are things like the Kuwaiti newspaper article was not out. It was hidden. But this is getting out one way or another because the Israelis and Netanyahu, they've been pushed too far. All right, that's what I think happened. I think Netanyahu is really worried that if this deal goes through, Israel is going to have no one pressuring Iran not to make enriched uranium that will inevitably be in bombs. All right, that's the Israeli point of view. The American is, let's sidle up to Hezbollah secretly and let's cut a great deal with Iran. We're out of this mess. It's two different worlds. They're not, Israel and America are not allies. They're at each other's throats.
Well, everything over there is changing. We hear now that Saudi Arabia is beginning to pull away from America. That doesn't make sense. Saudi Arabia is now trying to get nuclear weapons. In fact, they're going to get them from Pakistan. I think they probably already have them, but be that as it may, suddenly everything in that part of the world is changing. And certainly, as you're pointing out, why we're making all sorts of concessions to Iran to lift the sanctions, to allow them to get the massive amounts, I think something like $50 billion of their money being held in banks in Europe, and now they're going to have access to that. And they're not even going to be forced to give up their uranium enrichment program. Why are we doing all of this? We're doing everything, it would appear, to allow Iran to continue building a nuclear weapon and while withdrawing sanctions from them, and certainly not standing behind Israel. Everything in that part of the world is changing, and I'm sure you agree with that. Go right ahead.
Well, it's coming out also. Look, I'm doing the public stuff now. Your explanation didn't come from me. You got it publicly. But neither here nor there, also coming out at the same time, is, by the way, it came out on the Galate, the Army radio station, all right, that the U.S. government plans to submit its own solution and force the two sides to agree to it if negotiations do not produce an agreement by the end of this year. You know, the Israelis and Palestinians are so-called negotiating, and, well, they're getting nowhere. So here is the report. The radio station says the U.S. has informed Israel and the Palestinian Authority if negotiations between them do not advance, Washington will propose its own solution that will include a U.S. position on every point that is in contention. In effect, according to this report, this will be an attempt to force the sides to agree on a solution formulated by the U.S. Would you like to know what that solution is?
Yes. What is the solution?
It's the Clinton outline. It's the Bill Clinton idea in the year 2000. He backed U.S. diplomacy based on an Israeli retreat to the 1949 armistice lines and some swaps of territory. That is where, at the end of this year, it's great for the Palestinians. Why negotiate if this is what's coming up? If the U.S. is going to force Israel back to the 49 lines, why negotiate?
If Israel were to pull out of Samaria and of Judea and give all that land, the West Bank, to the Palestinians, that still wouldn't bring peace. Nothing will bring peace to that area other than the destruction of Israel. And, of course, this is not in the best interest of the United States. So why are we doing everything we can to help the Palestinians and to hurt the Israelis? It doesn't make sense unless there's other forces at work here. Go right ahead.
Look, when you ask that question, I'm going to remind anyone listening that it's not as if the Israeli leadership is really behind the Jewish people. Look, I'm going to go to a different topic when we come back. Let's go a little inside Israel. The president of Israel is tremendously on the side of those chopping the country up. Look, Shimon Peres has managed to get all kinds of Israelis to accept that the Vatican have rights and we should hand over 41 sites to them in hegemony, give them sovereign rights over 41 sites in Israel. You've got a diplomacy that, pardon me?
Didn't say anything, go right ahead.
You have a diplomacy in Israel that no Israeli, real Israeli, I'm not talking about conspiring president, no Israeli would support. But that's what's going on, and that's what's twisting the diplomacy of Israel while you can call it left wing, it's world plots just disable the place piece by piece, and the leadership of Israel is, they were chosen, all right? They were chosen for their role in continuing this god-awful plot. The part with Netanyahu saying it's gone far enough, that is new. And look, we can interpret that as he means it. He's been pushed to the edge. All right, that we can do that. Unfortunately, I know his past, and I don't trust that, but I'll interpret it that way, that the Obama White House is going towards Iran. And the Israeli Prime Minister really doesn't like it. There, I summarized it.
All right, and the President of Israel, now separate that from the Prime Minister, Prime Minister being Netanyahu, President being Peres. Peres seems to be intent upon giving large segments of Israel to the Vatican. What in heaven's name is going on over there? So much of it doesn't make sense. There has to be some other agenda.
Our leadership was bought and sold years ago.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Barry Shammy.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Auto Works East Portia, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and I think that as you look at what's going on over in the Middle East, and we're not talking too much about this now, but I think that there is going to be a war between Israel and Iran at some time down the line. I think that Iran has an intense hatred of the United States. In fact, within the last 2 weeks, the president, Hamani, there gave a speech talking about the destruction of the little Satan, which of course is Israel, and the big Satan, which is the United States. And yet, as of the Obamas, as representatives are negotiating all sorts of concessions to Iran, it just doesn't make sense. Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. In fact, some of us think Iran probably already has nuclear weapons. Certainly, they're working in close proximity with the North Koreans that have nuclear weapons and certainly sophisticated missiles. And the Iranians and the North Koreans are working together. And yet here in America, we're concerned about bullying on the NFL teams. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to switch topics a little bit. This week is the 18th anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. And I want to remember this.
Look, go right ahead.
This was this year's extravaganza. Look, I have to explain this to those who don't know. Yigal Amir was the patsy. Haggai Amir was his co-conspiracy. Well, he was given 16 years for his involvement in the conspiracy to murder Rabin. Now he is out, and for the first time, he is sharing his story with the media. And I'm going to give a quote, has openly declared that he is guilty and has no regrets. Quote, Haggai Amir. I don't regret what he did, he told journalist Ori Golan of the Sydney Morning Herald, quote, no, I have not changed my mind. We knew what we were doing and we were willing to pay the price, he declared. There was no choice. It was a matter of national importance. And then Haggai goes on. He told Golan that he was surprised at how easy the assassination was. I mean, quote, the Shin Bet, that's internal security, works and trains for exactly this sort of scenario, he said. The ease with which Yigal Amir killed Rabin at close range is the reason for all the conspiracy theories, he suggested. Look, I spoke about this with people who investigated the Rabin assassination, and well, Peter Goldman is one of them. He was the one who supplied me with very, very important medical documents early in the investigation. He said to me, you don't know the pressures he's under. All right. We would assume that he is not this dumb. And here is why. Next paragraph in the article. Geula Amir, Yigal and Haggai's mother, has said that she believes Yigal Amir was set up to take the blame for Rabin's death, but did not actually kill him. Here's Haggai. Haggai violently rejected that argument. He shot him, he stated. Now, again, you have to understand the organizer of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin is current president, Shimon Peres. Now,
Barry, could you explain to our listeners why this whole story isn't true? Apparently, this gentleman was standing behind Rabin and supposedly shot him from behind, but weren't the bullets that actually killed him from in front?
One was. One. All right, this is you're just asking. Folks, I've got a book called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? You get it at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my name, Chamish, Chamish. Again, the book is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Go to my website, barrychalmers.com. Get the cheaper one. Color's too expensive, in my opinion. What you asked takes over 350 pages to explain, but basically, Amir shot from behind. Rabin was killed from in front. Those are the basic medical arguments, but so much goes before. You know, I wrote this article. I believe it was at a book fair. I was taken aside by these two men who claimed they worked for the Shabak, for the Secret Service. And they wouldn't give names, but they said, this is what happened. And, well, what they said is that Amir, who, by the way, denounced the accusations against him, he appeared in court the first time for his arraignment, and he said, I didn't do it. I've been set up. 2 weeks later, he was the perfect gentleman and admitted to everything. It's a long, complicated story, but the Shabak opened their mouths to me and said, look, we gave Amir 2 weeks to consider a deal that, well, if he keeps on with this denouncement of the charges against him, well, we're just going to have to kill him and his family. But if he changes his tune, we'll let him get married while he's in jail, to have a family, the works. Look, Amir married this Russian woman. Weird story. She followed me to one of my appearances, and there she was, this red-headed Russian girl who divorced her husband to marry Yigal Amir, but... and to have a child with the high security prisoner Yigal Amir, like anyone else, is given this privilege, and raise it in the house of her recently divorced husband. More weirdness, all right? And all true, by the way. The fact is, Amir was given a choice: die or tell the story the way we want it told. And I think his brother Haggai was given a similar option. All right. Look, by declaring that his mother's a liar, I mean, that's not what a good Yemenite boy does. Are we there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm just going to... Heck, it's the 18th anniversary of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, and I'm celebrating. I'm going to talk about what his mother, Haggai Amir's mother, Geula, was the prime source to John F. Kennedy Jr. for a 13-page article he ran in his magazine, George, in
hold
March of 87.
Hold that thought. We'll be
97.
Back in a moment. It's very shamish.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and the thing about the assassination, supposedly the fellow Amir is standing behind Rabin. Rabin is walking towards his car. Amir shoots him twice in the back. Rabin walks, gets into his car, and then, of course, the wound that kills him comes from the front. And obviously, he was shot and killed after he got in the car, but the whole thing had to be covered up. After it was a straightforward assassination of the premier or prime minister of Israel. And yet, of course, I think a lot of the people in Israel understand it was an assassination, just a lot. Many people in the United States understand that John Kennedy was assassinated and he wasn't killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. The shot came from the front, not from the back, in a similar manner with Rabin. The shot that killed Rabin came from the front. But Amir was standing behind him. Go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, there's so much more. The ride to the hospital, which should have been a minute, took 22 minutes. Where did the car go for 22 minutes? Rabin's murder was really worse than Kennedy's. A worse screw-up, okay? They got everything wrong. But nonetheless, let's go back to the story we were telling. That, by the way, this you're leading up to Kennedy's assassination day coming up, and the American media is putting on all kinds of stuff, which pretty well says that all the conspiracy theories are cranks. I've been watching this. They don't give the other side, or they pretend to give the other side, then quickly dismiss it. That's what's going on in Israel this year with Haggai Amir, who called his mother a liar for saying that the Gal Amir actually killed Rabin. Now, this is... Let's go to Gil Amir. Now, this year, a website did an article. The headline was, Kennedy was treading on Israeli ground. Here's the first paragraph. Although the mainstream media has attempted to discourage speculation that John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Caroline, and her sister Lauren Bassett might have been murdered, persistent questions arise. For one thing, immediately prior to his death, JFK Jr. may have strayed into highly dangerous territory when he chose to research the questionable circumstances surrounding the 1995 assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Indeed, they're right about that. Kennedy's George magazine had already run a 13-page article on the possibility of a conspiracy in the death of Rabin, and his interest in the case did not stop there. According to Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report, at the time of his death, JFK Jr. was planning to meet with high-ranking members of the Israeli Mossad intelligence agency to discuss information about the Rabin murder. It was Shmuel Levy, deputy director. This is me talking, not the article. It was Shmuel Levy, deputy director of the Mossad, and Kennedy was about to meet him. And, well, let's just say somebody decided that was a very dangerous thing for him to do. And I believe that's why he was killed. All right, let's go back to the article. Israeli journalist Barry Chamish, ta-da, here's my part. The author of Who Killed Yitzhak Rabin Wrong is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, is another person who has noted that Kennedy was treading on dangerous ground before his death. Quote me, the day it happened, I wrote that JFK Jr. was doing more than any other American media figure to get to the bottom of the Rabin assassination truth. Chamish also points out in an unpublished article a potentially salient point that JFK Jr.'s chauffeur was an Israeli and would have been able to place a bomb in the group's luggage prior to takeoff. In short, well, how do we know that it was a plane blowing up and not, well, the story was he had a broken leg and he wasn't fit to fly. And it was very flimsy. Four people saw the plane blow up. They said so publicly and then, well, they were hushed. More to the point, the Navy sent in their, oh my goodness, battleships. What anything they could get for the best darn ceremony, they pulled up the plane and they pulled up the bodies and they incinerated, they cremated everyone, then threw them over the side in this fancy ceremony the Navy held. In short, if you want to destroy evidence, well, they cremating it is the best way to go about doing it. That's when we knew that this was an American operation. And I do point out that arriving the day before this JFK Jr.'s plane blew up was Ehud Barak, the prime minister of in 1997, I think he was prime minister of Israel, flew to Washington. There is all kinds of stuff going on that ain't so hot. There. I summarized it.
All right, fine. Well, I don't think there's any question at all in my mind that a JFK was assassinated and it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald. And why would Jack Ruby kill Lee Harvey Oswald? Well, he was just such a patriot. He just felt that he had to kill Oswald because Oswald had killed the president. Basically, Lee Harvey Oswald. And I've seen the motion picture of videos where Jack Ruby went to the Warren Commission and said, look, get me out of Dallas and I'll tell you exactly what happened. And within a week, Jack Ruby had developed fulminant cancer and died. A week after he told the Warren Commission that he would tell them exactly what happened and who had put him up to killing Kennedy, he developed a rampant cancer and died. And anybody who believes that, but the American people do believe it because nobody tells them the truth. And the same thing is true. I mean, there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of Rabin, but of course this has been concealed from the Jewish people. Of my understanding is almost half the Jewish people know it was the assassination, don't they, Barry?
Are we done, Dr. Sand?
We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You got it. Thank you. Bye, all.
Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy the programs with Barry Shamish. There's a tremendous amount of information he puts out, but you must understand we're on the verge of a major war over in the Middle East. How it's going to work out, I don't know. But I do know that certainly Iran is working, probably already has the bomb. Iran is working very closely with North Korea, which has the bomb. Why should we think that Iran doesn't have the bomb? And now we hear that Saudi Arabia is negotiating to get nuclear weapons. We're on the verge of a major nuclear war in that part of the world. And if you think that this is not going to impact on America, I think you're sadly, sadly mistaken. Well, this is the time when certainly we want to mention, if you'd like to know more about the JFK assassination, we have two fascinating four tape sets. One is called the JFK Assassination, the other is JFK Update. If you'd like to hear actually an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald, we have one. You're not going to hear it elsewhere. We also have an interview with certainly Lyndon Baines Johnson's mistress, who tells about how Lyndon Baines Johnson told her the night before the assassination that after tomorrow, you're not going to have to worry about Kennedy anymore. No question, LBJ was involved in this, but this information is kept concealed from the American people. Those two four tape sets certainly put into a very clear perspective how they assassinated John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the President of the United States. We also have an excellent DVD on this put out by Bob Fletcher. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information. They killed the President of the United States, and they have that degree of power. Who is they? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and it will tell you exactly who runs America and what the future holds for this country. So again, the telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the secret agenda. Because there really is an agenda, a plan to kill off most of the population of the United States. In fact, it's already underway. They're poisoning our food. They're putting aspartame and MSG, which are known poisons, into our food. There's aspartame in some 14,000 products. Every